You're listening to the KHSU Magazine. I'm Michael Roccaforte, and I'm here today with Cassandra Hesseltine, the Humboldt Del Norte Film Commissioner. How's it going today, Cassandra?
Great. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. So I called you here today to talk about this movie that was recently filmed in the Jedediah Smith State Park in Del Norte and also on the Smith River. It's a Netflix original, I believe?
Yes.
Yes. And it's called Bird Box, starring none other than Sandra Bullock, which is exciting. So to those who are unfamiliar with the process, like myself, what role does the commission play in helping shooting for this movie? Or what role did the commission play in help shooting for this movie? And how does that process really work?
You know, each project can be completely different. The general process is that, you know, obviously when they come to the Redwood region, they're looking for a location, specific type of location that they can't get somewhere else. And so I help them sometimes find that, find out how to do the permitting for that, if they need then crew and vendors on top of that. So basically we're the person on the ground that knows our area and knows what parts are film friendly and how to utilize that for them. So we're a problem solver. We're like a free producer, if you will, for them, because we are required to charge no services and we're publicly funded by counties and cities and chamber in the areas in both in Humboldt and Del Norte. Specifically to this movie, it was one of the harder movies I've ever had to work on, mostly because of what they wanted to do it, when they wanted to do it, where they wanted to do it. I had to practically live in Crescent City for 4 to 5 days at a time. I'd be up there in a hotel because it was just too much to travel back and forth, and was really hands-on for this project. It started with the location, started with an email. Hey, do you have a beautiful river, maybe with like a fork? And I said, do I have a beautiful river? And I sent him one picture of the fork of the Smith River, and that was it. You know, they started scouting, coming to the area. And then what happens is I met with the key assistant location manager, and, you know, we would go around scouting together and find locations that might work. He would send those off to the production. A director and production designer looks at those, and then they say, oh, yeah, we're interested in that. Then they bring a small scout to town. So it'll be like maybe 10, 12 people, and it'll have the director, producers, Netflix people. And then we would go scouting and look at the locations. And then questions start coming up. Well, can we do this? Can we do that? How do we do this? And usually we try to bring also like a ranger, if it's in a state park or if it's, you know, on BLM land, then, you know, we try to have them there as part of the scout. So it gets very technical really quick. And especially when you're doing a movie like this, you know, this is based on a book. And you know, they really were interested in doing some really unique things that I can't give away.
Of course.
But it was, you know, in the book, what is known is that, you know, there's this entity. It's kind of post-apocalyptic, and there's this entity. If you see it, you have to be blindfolded. Otherwise, it brings on your worst fears. So Sandra Bullock's traveling with her two little kids, you know, down a river and, you know, through the woods. And there's a lot that goes on that they wanted to do that was practical versus creating it like CG, you know, CGI. And with that, you know, in January, you know, and in near areas where we did have to protect the environment and make sure. And Netflix was great about that. The movie 100% hands down wanted to do whatever was necessary to protect the area. And if they could do that and film in the area, then great. It was going to be a win-win. And that's what ended up they had to do. But it was just so technical in all those details. And we, like, certain locations had 4 permits. And to get all the permit agencies to align at the same time through the holidays, through Christmas, you know, you had to have like public, they had to be publicly noted, and you had an open time for the public to comment. I mean, there was so much that went on with this particular shoot that I don't necessarily always encounter. You know, if a shoot like After Earth wants to film in Humboldt Redwood State Park, which they did,
right?
You know, there was a process, and they definitely had to meet with those rangers and go through it and then get the permit. But it wasn't, they didn't need 4 for one place, you know, and there wasn't as much, you know, intensity. And then the shoot moved on top of it all. They originally were going to shoot in October. They pushed it to January. Then they said, oh, we might not even come back now. They did all the scouting. We're ready to do it. Had put it in an office and said, now we might go somewhere else because January, it might be too volatile to film in the Smith River with Sandra Bullock. And as it was sunny and gorgeous. And they came back and we were able to make it all happen.
And is this the first time that Netflix has been to this area to do a production?
In original, yes. I mean, there's things that obviously have been filmed that are on Netflix, like Wrinkle in Time's on Netflix,
right.
But that's a Disney production.
Right, so like a Netflix original.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, this is the first time that they had come to do something like this. And they were able to, part of the reason why they came was they got the California tax incentive, which is all about bringing production and keeping production in California. So we were really happy that they did have that incentive, and that helped them to stay in the state and look north for what they were looking for.
Great. And could you tell me a little bit about what working with them was really like? I know you talked about permits and stuff, but I read that their crew was like really big. And just tell me a little bit about what your experience with working with Netflix was really like.
You know, it was the biggest crew I've ever worked with, 351 people. I've worked with 200 before, and that for a big studio film, that could be pretty normal. I haven't done a Marvel movie. That could be somewhere between 700 and 1,000 people. Like, you know, so I'm kind of grateful right now that I'm breaking it in slowly.
Definitely.
But yeah, it was a huge crew. But you know what? They were really great. I think it was one of my best experiences working with a crew because, like, for instance, the location team was amazing. And I've never had a location team before do a dinner after filming was done with all the different agencies that were in the area. So they invited like the state park representative, they invited the mayor of Crescent City and city council people and board of supervisors. And they had a dinner at the brewery, a private dinner that they paid for, and to thank them. And then asked them, is there anything they could have done different? Mm. And I just really, really loved their integrity in doing that. They also were amazing when we went scouting. You know, they sent up a Netflix representatives, you know, several different ones, producers that work for them. But they also have a safety officer that, you know, they're going to have 2 4-year-olds in the river. So they wanted to check for Giardia. You know, just things that they go above and beyond that maybe other productions have done, but I just didn't see it as visibly. They're very visible about it and transparent about their integrity, which is exciting because they're making over 700 projects this year. Netflix is. And I just actually did a whole conference and spent a day at Netflix about a month ago. And they're doing over 700 projects this year. They're creating a new website or a platform that will help them know where they can find certain things, locations, that we will all upload our information to their database now versus them coming looking to ours. Because they have so much filming, they need to have that cross-reference, which is super exciting. To put it in perspective, Disney makes maybe 20 projects a year. Netflix is making over 700.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're pretty much ruling the world right now when it comes to projects. And so I'm glad that they have such great integrity.
Absolutely. And do you anticipate any future projects in this area from them, or hard to say at this point?
It's hard to say. You know, the thing with that is everybody always asks me, what's coming? Well, first of all, half the time I can't tell anyone.
Right.
Second of all, projects, it's amazing how little notice sometimes I could get. You know, I'm always excited when I get a lot of notice. So, for instance, commercials. I have a commercial coming that I am getting. I've gotten a couple weeks notice. It's very unusual to get that, but they've been here before, and it's a pretty big commercial. So they're tending to take their time. And it's the same company that makes this particular product's commercials all the time. So they have that ability. But a lot of times if someone's bidding on a commercial, they get told, okay, yep, you won the bid. Now go make the commercial in 10 days. And then I get asked, hey, can we come up there and film on properties that require, you know, a long lead time. So that can be rough. But indie movies now give us about maybe a month or two, a couple months notice. Feature films used to give us a year, like studio films. Now they're more like 6 months. So I never know what's around the corner.
So just going back to how you were talking about how Netflix held that thank you dinner for all the different agencies that helped out and the Crescent City mayor too, and how you were impressed by their integrity. Can you just talk a little bit about the overall community response to having Netflix come to Del Norte as well?
I would say for the most part, from the feedback that I received was they were well received. People were excited. I mean, January, you've got 351 people who need a place to stay.
Right.
And not only will they, you know, obviously they start setting up crew back in October, and they had a small skeleton crew of like maybe 20 people that were staying in places until they had pushed the dates. And then they brought people right after the first of the year to set up. Then they shot for 3 weeks. Then they had to wrap out. So you've got people 5 to 6 weeks that are staying in Airbnbs and hotels. So those people who own those properties were very excited to have money that they wouldn't usually get in January. The restaurants were very impacted. They had some of them had to stay open extra hours outside of their normal hours for crew because on a Sunday night, where were they going to go eat, you know, after filming or whatever day, you know, because they would get food on set for breakfast and lunch, but no dinner. So you got 350 people going out for dinner. So that was exciting. You know, the only negative response at all that we got, and I think there is a misunderstanding there, was the county worked really hard to make sure that the movie didn't interfere with fishermen. And I believe that it was someone else who had some jet skis or did something to that effect. I don't know what it was, that they interfered with some fishermen. And it was supposedly not the film, but it was mistaken as the film. And so some fishermen were very upset and said, why weren't we consulted? And why did you allow them to interfere? Where behind the scenes, the county was very adamant, don't interfere. And they were trying to protect their people there. So I think there's a misunderstanding there to the best of my ability of what I've gathered. But that was the only negative feedback. And I don't even think it's an accurate one. I think that really, for the most part, it was a win-win. You know, they came in, spent a whole bunch of money. They spent technically about $900,000 in Crescent City for the month of January and $100,000 in Humboldt because they hired someone, an engineer company here who helped them with all the permitting processes so that somebody here who would know all the agencies and knew how to protect the environment, which I also thought was very respectful of Netflix to, that's not common to hire someone like that to spend $100,000 to protect our area like that. Yeah, they were, you know, they spent about $1 million total for the month, which is amazing because the multiplier is $2.95 for every dollar they spent. So that counts for them going out to eat and extra things that they're purchasing, as well as the money circulating in our economy before it leaves the area. So it was about $2.95 million that it really impacted us before the money left.
Great. Yeah, I guess I hadn't really thought about, you know, the economic impact to, you know, really just all the businesses around here and stuff like that.
That's why people support it. You know, I mean, yes, it's fun. Oh, cool. We're in the movies. Right. Oh, yeah, Sandra Bullock was here. But the real reason we support filming here and we're film friendly is the economic impact it makes when it comes. It's amazing. You know, $1 million in January. That's huge.
So let's sort of get back to the movie itself here. It comes out December 21st on Netflix, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. And did you get to meet Sandra Bullock?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a closed set. And I think partially some actors, I've met almost all the other actors that have come to town. She was the one I did not meet. I did go to set, but she had a closed set and was not willing to really meet anyone. Mm. There was like a manager of someone else that was requesting to come and was denied. And so it was a very private set. And it might have to do with her character. I don't know if she's always like that. Supposedly I've heard she's really great and great to work with and very nice. But this particular movie was, you know, it's pretty intense, and so she might not have been feeling it. So, yeah.
Right. No, no problem. Is there anything else that I should know about this film or anything that you might be working on that you're able to share with the public at all?
Well, I know it is going to come out in some select theaters. I haven't looked up which ones those are. I'm assuming big cities like New York, San Francisco, LA type places. I don't know that we'll be getting it here with our regular coming attractions. We are working on trying to see if we can have a screening. So I'm working with Netflix right now to see if that is at all possible, because we love to throw screenings when sneak peeks, you know, when the movies come out. But since it's not actually playing here, it's a little harder to get those. So hopefully that'll be happening. And we would love to show up maybe both in Crescent City and Eureka if we can.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's Cassandra Heseltine, the Humboldt Del Norte Film Commissioner. The movie Bird Box starring Sandra Bullock premieres on Netflix on December 21st. Thanks so much for joining us today, Cassandra.
Thanks for having me.